me tell you, Ursula, I have had more than enough of your scheming, your hypocrisy and your lies. Rob is entirely to blame for the trauma that my daughter suffered. And you connived with him every step of the way.
No, it's you and your family that have been lying to the court and everyone else, blaming Robert for everything.
Oh, really, Ursula?
Yes.
Then how do you explain the evidence, the reports, and of course the verdict? All of them holding Rob entirely responsible.
Because she tricked them. She's so clever at taking people in. And I wonder where she learned her scheming habits.
You know, Ursula, when I look at you and Bruce, I almost feel sorry for Rob. Thinking about how you must have brought him up, all your nasty, vindictive, bullying ways.
How dare you?
Your son is a monster.
You can't say that.
Oh, no, no, I forgot. The Titcheners don't like people answering back, do they? That's how people like Bruce and Rob work, isn't it?
Please, Pat. He could be anywhere.
As far as I'm concerned, the further away he's run, the better. And good riddance.
But I've lost my son.
Do you know what, Ursula? That's your problem, not mine.
Oh, but who knows what he might do to himself? I mean, after what he's been through?
Oh, please. Credit me with some intelligence.
What do you mean?
I very much doubt Rob has ever done anything in his life which wasn't entirely in his own self-interest.
Oh, but...
I'm sorry, Ursula, but did you actually come here to buy something?
No.
Then I'd be grateful if you'd kindly leave the premises.
Oh, no, but you can't...
Oh, yes, I can. This is my shop, and I want you out of here.
Oh, but Robert...
I should have done this a long time ago. Please... leave right now, and never ever come back.